Today, we take a tour of downtown Fort Smith. We begin at the Next Step Day Room, an organization that provides a variety of services to the homeless, including meals, anger management services, adult education, and they have a couple of off-location supportive homes. Their services have expanded so much in the 10 years since they've started. The organization is on the verge of changing its name to Next Step Homeless Services. This main location sits on the corner of 6th and B Streets, directly across from St. John's Episcopal Church, who owns their building and sort of helps them out. It's lunchtime, and I'm stopped by a woman intrigued by my microphone. She has three cats and three carriers on the sidewalk out front. She has a complaint. Next Step won't let her leave the cats in the doorway while she comes in to eat. Dan Mayer is president of the Next Step Day Room Board of Directors. He says this is one of many issues with the homeless and the organizations that serve them, and one that would be solved with the creation of a homeless campus. The campus would bring together all of the homeless agencies in Fort Smith to one location and would create a low-demand shelter. More on that in a bit. For now, let's start the tour.
So we're here, and then in terms of the concept of the homeless campus, the Salvation Army is kind of just like right behind here. So just kitty corner one block from the day room. And then I can show you, do you want to take a little tour? Are you okay with that? Because it's all very close.
The Salvation Army is at 5th and D Streets, and one more block over.
This is the Community Rescue Mission. And the whole campus concept was started because of September or August of 2009, the Community Rescue Mission wanted to expand. And so there's a main building here, and then I'll drive down there, they've got some other buildings there. But they approached the zoning committee about expanding onto this lot. And I don't know if you noticed, but what's right behind us is about I don't know how many blocks it is, 7-8 block. It's the historic district. And the historic district is organized and not in favor of homeless services expanding in this area, want us, all the agencies, to relocate.
The result was the creation of a homeless task force, with all homeless agencies under the umbrella of the Old Fort Homeless Coalition, along with the city and other businesses represented. The ultimate recommendation was to build this homeless campus, where all agencies would have a space. It would also create a low-demand shelter. As of now, the overnight shelters do not allow entrance to those that are drunk or high, and some have mandatory chapel, which some people don't agree with.
Around and, you know, we make partnerships and the coalition comes around, but if things happen, and what's the time frame like for a mall campus? You know, what's... there's tons of things to line out.
A lot of what is proposed in the homeless campus is not done right now. No, nobody has been doing it. No, there's not been a low demand shelter at all. So that's it's a great thing. I mean, and it's needed. We need that very much.
As a result, many people opt to sleep at the river camps or just outside. Dan Marr has been on Next Step's board for 6 years and says that they have been on board from the get-go until now. Though they will continue work with the Old Fort Homeless Coalition, Next Step has halted any plans to move forward with the so-named Riverview Hope Campus until certain criteria are met, the first being partnerships. In the beginning, all agencies were on board. Not so much anymore. The Community Rescue Mission dropped out for whatever reason.
And the Next Step Day Room and the Salvation Army and the Community Rescue Mission, we are the three main agencies that deal directly, deal directly with homeless individuals and where they are and how they access services and whatnot. And so, so it was disappointing that the Community Rescue Mission stopped going to those.
All agencies are needed for a variety of reasons. One being to have all options and services represented at the campus. Another is to help fill the space and share the cost of that space.
This is the building right here. This was, I believe it was a Riverside Furniture building. And the front end of it, as you can kind of see, was office spaces. So the front end of it would not require a lot of renovation. It's a huge building. It's actually far bigger than is needed, even for all three. And the Salvation Army is talking about building right over here in this adjacent lot. So if they're not physically in the building, that's even less space.
That's another problem. Next Step is cramped in its current 1,700 square feet, but it doesn't need the 10,000 square feet that are allocated to the organization in the campus's current plan. And it definitely doesn't need the utility bills that would go along with that space. Marr says they cannot proceed until each agency has its own defined space and they reevaluate the actual cost to each agency.
When it was initially presented to the Next Step Dayroom board, it was presented more of a kind of a mall concept. And I think the mall analogy, I don't know, for me it works better. It's like Old Fort Homeless Coalition being the umbrella agency that operates the entire campus and then condoize within it. So the Next Step has its, you know, its little anchor mall spot is condoized and belongs to it. And that's, from what I understand, that's better for agencies if agencies can condoize in terms of grants and whatnot. I don't understand the particulars of all that, but
the actual location of the building is also not ideal, though there isn't much to be done about that. The city and the task force have designated that the campus must be south of the National Cemetery and in between Wheeler and the Poteau River. That doesn't leave many options, and it is difficult to get to, even in a car.
I mean, another concern I have is the homeless are going to still go downtown. I mean, they are all free to go wherever they want to, just like all Americans. And so the problem of getting down here, I mean, the way I drove in is pretty much the best way to get here if you were walking. And so what I'm afraid they'll do is walk them down the tracks more, which is, you know, dangerous. And then if you follow the tracks all the way down, it goes through the National Historic Site.
The Next Step Dayroom continues to be committed to the idea of a homeless campus. They just want to ensure that client well-being is maximized and that agencies are treated equally. The hope is that a resolution can be made very soon. Next Step is in danger of losing a $400,000 HUD grant for its Safe Haven project. It would provide supportive housing to homeless that suffer from serious mental illness, something that is not represented in the area right now. They hope to reach a resolution by the end of May. This is Ozarks at Large.
Imagine never being alone ever again. Imagine sharing your innermost thoughts with your best friend, a robot.
When we construct robots, we are changing ourselves. We are changing what we are willing to consider a relationship.
I'm Guy Raz, the promise and the peril of our robot overlords. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, today at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM.